Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Gentleman. It's still the 20th of November, and it's a bit of an unusual time to record for me. It's very late at night, and I've just come back from the bingo. It's my first time ever at bingo. The bingo bit didn't actually take that long. It was more sort of, we did some bingo, and then we must have had about an hour or so for food and chatting, and then there was a bit more bingo and then more chatting. So it was quite a social evening. It was organised by our school association. First time they've ever done that. So I've never done bingo before, as in, well, we've got the game at home, but, you know, I've never sort of been out and played it properly, as it were. I was surprised. It requires a lot of concentration, a lot, because the numbers get called out quite quickly and then you have to find them on your sheet. Which, you know, as the evening went on and we all had more to drink, was getting slightly more difficult. One of my friends was commenting how we were, after the break, we were slightly slower marking our numbers, so we got proper dabbers to work with, but I think it was, I found the number quickly enough. It was more of a case of aiming to actually get the spot right in the box rather than next to it. I didn't win anything in the bingo, even though I was very close a couple of times, but I won something in the raffle. So there we go. I think the school association did very well. They raised lots of money, and we all had a good time. And now we can all say now that we've been at bingo before. So it's the end of the week. So quite looking forward to the weekend now. Because we haven't got too much on, not that I know of. I don't think so anyway. Because it's been quite a busy couple of days. At the end of this week, we had a health professional in school, so there's always lots to do. What else can I report? For the first time I've managed to pump up my own tyres, my car. I've got one that always goes particularly low, so low you can see it, so you know it's too low. But I managed to work it out. So on the way back from town today, I stopped at the petrol station and I pumped out that tyre, so that's fine. And then turns out the other one was also a bit low, so oops. But it's good to know that I can do that, so I can just keep an eye on it, even though they probably need, well, that one definitely needs changing, I think, because it goes down too much. So it was just sort of a shopping Friday and then catching up on a few more things. But I've still got plenty of them on my list. So maybe something else the weekend will be good for. But first, I think getting some sleep would be good. I hope you all have a lovely weekend. And I have a feeling I've forgotten something else that's been happening, but no, I can't remember. Yes, trombone, yes. So Henry's making really good progress with the trombone. I think it's mainly Simon working with him and playing the note to him so he knows what it's supposed to sound like. But they definitely sound more like the proper notes now, and he's been given another little tune, a proper little tune to play this time, because the last time was just playing the same note along with the music, but this time he will actually have to produce the sounds in a particular order, which I think we will have to practice, because it involves moving the slide up and down and doing that. Even though it sounds really slow, if you have to do it yourself, I think it's quite fast, so I think there'll be some more practice involved. But I was thinking that I'm not actually any good anymore at this stage. So only 2 months along, because I can't really hear whether it's the right note. I can kind of hear if it's off, but I don't know which note was played. My hearing is not that good. I'd never pursued music learning that far, and I don't play any instrument. So, so I don't. I think I've outlived my usefulness where Henry's playing is concerned. There was just something else that I remembered. Oh yes, Christmas. I think the kids have gone a little bit mad. So Amelia's also had now 2 Christmas cards from classmates, and she actually sat down yesterday and this morning, and she wrote out cards for her entire class. And as you know, I tried it on Tuesday, but I just don't feel in the mood for Christmas cards yet. So I don't know what's going on with the kids, but they're doing it. And she's handed them all out today. So she did all her class and then some more. And I only, in case you're wondering why I even had the Christmas cards, I picked them up as a bargain last year, at the end of Christmas, because you need so many for school. But I don't know what's, I think that's a bit odd. None of the mums are in the Christmas spirit yet, but the kids are. And which also reminds me, when I went to see my hairdresser, she had her own story of, how did you find out about Father Christmas? She told me, she found out through Brookside. She was watching it as a kid, and her mum, grabbed the remote control and tried to switch it off, but not quickly enough. And she saw the parents in Brookside wrapping the presents. And so she figured out that it's actually the parents, not Santa. Which I thought was an interesting one. Brookside. Well, there we go. Anyway, I've put some bread on for tomorrow because we've totally run out. And I shall wish you all a lovely weekend. We're having a bit of a cold snap in the UK at the moment, I think. It's suddenly the temperature's dropped from about 14 degrees to only about 7 in the daytime. But I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.